It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me, my guest today, it's summertime. And it's time for the movies. Going to a movie in the summer is just a tradition that goes back, well, really since we had drive-ins. And Patrick Kinney from Film Streams is with us today. Patrick,
hello, good morning.
By. Great to have you here. A million things are happening at Film Streams. Let's start off with tonight. Midnight movies. Love them.
That's right. Yeah, tonight at midnight, well, 11:55 p.m. to be exact, we have An American Werewolf in London. And it is a full moon tonight, so it's perfect.
Be careful out there. Watch out for the silver bullets if you're a hairy one.
That's right, yes. Yeah, it's the 1981 John Landis classic. It is perfect midnight fare. It's a mix of comedy and horror that is... It's an irresistible movie. We're really excited about it.
It really is. And, you know, it's funny because when you say 1981, I'm nodding my head. And I remember seeing it in first run and all that. But several folks that may not have, an entire generation that may not have seen this film. Very well worth going because, as you said, it's not just a mix of comedy. It's really very, very funny and very, very scary. At the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The scares really work. The humor stands up. It's so well done.
It really is. It really is. On a different note, Thursday, August 9th, Anne Hornaday taking pictures. Talk about this presentation. This is kind of neat.
Yeah, this is really exciting. Anne Hornaday is most recently, currently, she's the chief critic at the Washington Post. She's had a 20-year career in film criticism, including she's been nominated for a Pulitzer. Lots of plaudits have been thrown her way, much well-deserved. And she's coming to town on the 9th to present the film Sweet Smell of Success. And she's going to give a talk after, and she's going to do a book signing after as well. She has a new book out. The title of the series comes from that, Talking Pictures. And around that... We asked her to curate a six-film series, including Sweet Smell of Success, that are drawn from the books that she talks or the films that she talks about in her book.
So how long does that six-film series go on? Are you doing one a night, one a week?
No, so it's going to be one a week, which will have several showtimes throughout the week,
sure.
And it goes through, I believe, through the end of August.
Outstanding. So if folks were curious about those times and wanted to be a part of that, filmstreams.org
absolutely
would be the website that they could attend to go to that. That's wonderful. There's also Anime. You've got a pretty nifty producer and director of Anime
that's
highlighting. Can you talk about that for us?
Yeah, so Hayao Miyazaki is considered one of the greatest living filmmakers, but he's known for these delightful animated films that are good for all ages. So we just devoted the first part of our ongoing family and children series this quarter to some of his movies. Right now, coming up next will be Kiki's Delivery Service, which is a movie about a young witch who, she's very enterprising. She uses her broom to start a delivery service. It's fantastic. Also coming up, Howl's Moving Castle, which is a classic. But yeah, so our children's series tickets for kids 12 and under are just $250, and those two films that I just mentioned will be at the Dundee.
Wow, so really the original Grubhub from Kiki here.
Yeah,
for just a moment, let's talk about Film Streams. There's a couple of facilities involved with the things that happen at Film Streams, and kind of the mission, because it's a pretty cool mission to keep, preserve, and highlight film and filmmaking.
Sure. So we're dedicated to the presentation and discussion of film as an art form. We have two venues. We are at the Ruth Sokolov Theater in North Downtown, which is the venue that we opened, I suppose, this month. It would be 11 years ago. And then just in December, we reopened the renovated Dundee Theater, obviously in Dundee.
And huge renovation. $1 million or thereabouts.
Oh yeah, yeah. Many. It was quite the project. So we've been up and running with two venues for over half a year now, and it's been it's a wonderful adventure. We've got We do new releases. We also have a repertory program, so we're showing classic films. The Anne Hornaday films would be an example of that. We also do community development programs where we partner with other nonprofits in the city. We also have an education program where we bus in high school and middle school kids. We give them a lunch, show them a substantive film, and lead a discussion. Boy, yeah, we do a lot.
That's fantastic. Well, then, for the last couple of seconds we have here, I want to put you on the spot. New releases, what's coming up?
We've got Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, opening this evening.
Sure, that's the new Joaquin Phoenix.
New film. Joaquin Phoenix, mm-hmm. Gus Van Sant. And then on the 3rd, we have Eighth Grade, which has a lot of buzz. We actually have some preview screenings on Thursday the 2nd for that. And then on August 10th, we're showing the new Spike Lee joint. It's called Black Klansman.
Outstanding. Patrick Kenny, Film Streams, thank you very much.
Thank
Morning
you.
Edition returns now.